The historic conservatory at the University of Guelph no longer exists, but it is protected under the Ontario Heritage Act, OHA. Despite objections from school officials, City Council unanimously agreed to move ahead with designation for the D.M. Rutherford Family Conservatory at 37 Christie Lane, located beside the University Centre. Salvageable steel from the greenhouse's frame is to be saved and potentially reused in a commemorative garden. You have to designate so that the history of the conservatory is recognized on a regular basis, Cown. Dominique O'Rourke said, the city's intention is not to be heavy-handed or directive. Relationships are fragile at the moment and there's a lot of transition happening, especially at the university, noted Cown. Ken Yi Chu. Renee Van Acker, the university's interim president, previously told council the greenhouse would be replaced with a commemorative garden designed through a student competition and would potentially include elements of the steel frame. Staff are committed to working collaboratively with the university as they salvage and retain the steel for future use in a commemorative garden, city heritage planner Jack Mallon told council. A designation bylaw will ensure the continued retention of the steel and when the university is ready to proceed with a commemorative garden, heritage staff will be involved in that project through the heritage permit process. The greenhouse was built in 1930, designed by Lord and Burnham of St. Catharines and, according to an archived article from the University of Guelph, the building is one of the only remaining pagoda-like glass structures in North America. The glass building incorporated limestone blocks from the foundation of original barns on campus. According to city heritage staff, who urged designation of the building as a whole, the conservatory met 8 of 9 provincially set criteria for designation. Only 2 are required for designation. City Council approved a demolition permit for the conservatory in December, soon after it voted to designate the structure under the OHA, though only salvageable steel was identified for conservation. University officials didn't wait long for the deconstruction process to begin, opting not to wait for the heritage designation objection to be dealt with by council, which is what happened Tuesday. The OHA designation, they argued, serves no purpose because the demolition permit was approved. Efforts to reach a university spokesperson regarding the designation confirmation and potential for appeal weren't immediately successful. As a U of G employee, Cown. Leanne Karen declared a conflict of interest and didn't participate in the discussion or vote regarding the conservatory. Nor did Cown. Carly Clausen, who was absent from the meeting.